Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Sanhedrin Chaf Gimel, Sanhedrin 23a, pagination is 45. The new Perek delves into the very essence of the court case and begins with how the judges are chosen. So there are two basic models of how the judges, a panel of three, are going to be chosen for a particular court case. One method is that they were pre-chosen, and they're standing judges, or sitting judges, and they have steady appointment to hear and rule on the cases of the city. The Gemara in Ksubis Kufhei, for example, tells us, Gozre Gezeros Shebirushalayim, the judges of Yerushalayim, Hayunotlim Secharon Mitrumas Halishka, would get paid from the tithe that was the communal fund and those donations to the Lishka, the Shkolim, were going to be used for their salaries. The Mechaber in Choshen Mishpat Tes Gimel extends that concept to local communities. Noagu lasos lebezdin kupa. The custom is that the bezdin should have on its behalf a fund. Sheposkim mamon leparnosas bezdin, in order to support the judges. Now, if it's a part-time appointment, it would be part-time. Whatever it is, but there is some allocation and accommodation for the fact that they're spending time on communal interests. Umagvin osa betchilas hashana, and this money is collected from the community annually. Ve'einba mishum Torah shochad, it's not considered bribery or payment. Ki chova al yisrael lefarnes dayoneim v'chachameihem, because there's an obligation on the Jewish people to support the infrastructure of a Torah community. So the judges, the sages, are able to get salaries in this way. The Rama says, Yose tov ligvos mitchilas hashana. It's always best to collect the money from the people in advance. Sheyehi muchan lehen. It should already be in the account. Kedei shelo yitzdarchu lahachnef o lahachzik tovo l'shem adam. So there should be no need to cater to any individual in order to get him to pay up. It should be collected in advance. And it would seem that this is two very different ways of looking at the payment. If it's not collected until later, then to a certain extent, the people are giving based on performance. If it's collected in advance, the collection is towards the concept of law and order, not how these particular judges performed. And that's really what we're after. We're trusting that they'll perform with integrity. We want to support the concept of law and order. Now, that was one model for how you can get a panel of three judges to judge a case. Our Mishnah introduces a different method, which is called Zavla, which stands for Ze Borer Lo Echod, Zavla. And the Mishnah introduces it as follows. Dine Mamonas Beshlosha, financial matters are decided by a panel of three judges. Ze Borer Lo Echod, Ze Borer Lo Echod. One litigant chooses one judge, the other litigant chooses his own judge. Ushneim borurin lohen od echad, and the two litigants agree on a third judge. Divrei Reb Meir, that's Reb Meir's opinion, which is not the way we follow. Vachachamim omrim, the sages said, shnei dayonim borurim lohem od echad, the two judges are the ones who choose the third judge with whom they will work. Now, which method is better? Is it better to have a panel of standing judges appointed on behalf of the community, or is it better that in each particular case, the litigants choose, with the concept of zavla, the panel that's going to try their case? And it certainly depends on a practical level on times, trends, situations, personalities. Sometimes the best thing is to have a group of judges, and that group is responsible to hear the cases of the city. And sometimes a much more personal type of choosing method is better. The Gemara advocates for the Zavla method in its understanding of this Mishnah. You could see it in the last of the smallest lines. Zeh borer lo dayan echad, vezeh borer lo dayan echad, ushneyem borim lohem od echad. You have this concept that each one chooses one, and then collectively one more judge is chosen. Maishana da'avdi hochi. What is the significance of this methodology? Amri b'ma'arava, they say in the West, meaning in Eretz Yisrael, Mishmei de Rav Zeira, in the name of Rav Zeira, Mitoch shezeboru lo dayan echad, vezeboru lo dayan echad, ushneim borim lohem od echad. Since this method of Zavlo is used, Yetzei hadin la'amito, the judgment will come out truthfully, which is a bit of an enigmatic statement. What does that mean? It'll come out truthfully. So one approach, and you could see both of these in Tosfos, bottom Tosfos Kedei. Tosfos says, and Rashi says it as well, Sha'afilu hachayiv yipora birotzon. Even the one who's obligated to pay is going to pay willingly because he's invested in the case. The way it was tried was with his input. He chose one of the judges, and another judge was chosen collectively in a very good manner. And the other person was entitled to someone to advocate on his side, chosen perhaps that he has that perspective on this type of case. And because it's been done in such a sensitive and equitable manner, allowing buy-in from the litigant, Yetze Adin La'amito means the judgment, which is going to be given, is going to be a judgment, but it'll come out effectively. La'amito, that it'll be effective, it'll end up happening, instead of a big runaround with all kinds of complaints. The second approach, in the words of Tosus, Lefum Riata, the simple understanding, is that if you choose a judge and the other person chooses a judge, each of them will be working it through with the perspective of the person that appointed them. Certainly not as lawyers, but different dayanim see different types of cases more strongly, more compelling, the reasoning. Should he be liable for such a type of damage, for example? And with the third person, so the judgment will come la'amito, meaning in the court chambers, it'll be more truthful because each of them will be motivated and feel endorsed to argue and to see the claims that are being presented. There is an interesting wording in Rashi, which might be innocuous, but might be understood to be alluding to an additional perspective over here. Rashi, about midway in the Rashi lines, middle of the line, Rashi says, Hadayonim be'atzman noche daiton la'afoch bezuchus sheneihem. The dayonim on their own are more inclined to see the merit of both of them. Mipnei sheshneihem birirum, because both of them chose them. The word shneihem is an interesting word. It is possible that all Rashi meant was each one will be inclined to see the merit of the litigant that appointed him, and therefore collectively the two of them are advocating in the merit of both of them. But still, the word both of them is worthy of comment, because each of them are only going to be inclined to advocate for the one that appointed them. Bezuchus kol echad, each one on behalf of his litigant. What does it mean, bezuchus sheneihem? They're both inclined to see the merit of both of them. And it's possible to suggest that when you're dealing with a Zavla type court, they are being appointed by the litigants who, reluctantly or not, but they are seeking resolution. There's a big difference between taking someone else to court, which would be the tone of a standing court. Typically, I'm taking you to court, as opposed to Zavla, which should be done with a buy-in concept. Listen, we have a disagreement. People have disagreements. I see it this way. You see it that way. Let's together take the initiative to settle it. And the entire tone should be very different. The Mishnah in Avos, for example, describes when you have a standing court, people come, yiyu be'eneichem kirishoyim. They should be like wicked people. You should be very critical as they come as litigants, doubting everything, worried about everything. It's a little bit more of an intimidating type of setting. As opposed to, if it's a Zavla, if they're coming and trying to work it out, and what they're looking for is resolution, then the wording of Rashi perhaps is referring to that each of them, all of the people, are going to be looking at the case lahafuch bizuchus sheneihem, to see the merit of everything. In the extreme case, the way we're knowing nowadays, we're looking for pshara, and even if a person's claims don't have strict legal substance, but if we sense that he's being wronged, if we sense certain things, we have a certain amount of right of pshara, lahafuch bizuchus sheneihem, to see the merit of each of their claims. Again, a standing court system might very well be a little bit more of an intimidating type of a judicial system, whereas Zavla certainly has its merits in the appropriate circumstances. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.